Chapter 8. A Terrible Accident. It was 7 p.m. when Gatsby and Daisy left the Plaza Hotel. Jordan and I got into Tom's blue car, and Tom started driving back to Long Island. When we came to Wilson's garage, we saw a lot of people standing in the road outside.
"There's some bad trouble here," said Tom.
He stopped the car and we all got out. Tom pushed through the people and went into the garage, and Jordan and I followed him. We saw Myrtle Wilson's dead body lying on a table by the wall. George Wilson was standing by it, crying. A policeman was writing in a little book.
"What happened?" Tom asked.
"A car hit her," replied the policeman. "She ran into the road, but the driver didn't stop."
"It was a big yellow car," said a man.
"Did you see the accident?" asked the policeman.
"No," said the man. "But I saw the car. It was coming from New York and going very fast."
Suddenly, Wilson shouted,
"I know what car it was."
Tom walked quickly to Wilson.
"Listen," Tom said, "that yellow car wasn't my car. I haven't seen it all afternoon. I just came here a minute ago. I'm driving my own car now."
"That's right," said a man. "I saw his car. It's blue."
Tom took Wilson into the back office. Some other men went with him to look after him.
"Let's get out of here," said Tom.
As we drove back to Long Island, he started to cry.
"He's a coward," Tom said. "He didn't even stop his car."
Tom drove back to the Buchanan's house in East Egg. The lights in the house were on.
"Daisy's at home," said Tom. "Go into the kitchen with Jordan, Nick. Have something to eat. I'll call a taxi to take you home."
He opened the door. Jordan put her hand on my arm.
"Please come in, Nick," she said. "It's only 9:30.
But I did not want to go into the house. I did not want to be with Tom and Daisy, or even Jordan.
"No, thanks," I said. "But please call a taxi for me. I'll wait outside."
Jordan ran quickly up the steps. I waited for a few minutes, and then I heard the butler's voice calling a taxi. I started walking slowly down the drive, away from the house. Suddenly, Gatsby stepped onto the drive from the trees.
"What are you doing here?" I asked in surprise.
"Just standing here, old sport," he said. "Did you see any trouble on the road?"
"Yes," I said.
"Is the woman dead?"
he asked.
"Yes," I said.
"Oh," he said. "I thought she was dead. I told Daisy, but she wasn't very upset."
I felt angry with Gatsby. A woman was dead, but he could only think about Daisy.
"I came to West Egg by a side road and left my car in the garage," said Gatsby. "I don't think anybody saw us, but I can't be sure. Who was the woman?"
"Her name was Myrtle, and her husband owns the garage."
"What happened?"
I asked.
"I tried to turn the wheel."
He stopped, and I guessed the truth.
"Was Daisy driving?"
I asked.
"Yes," he said. "But of course I'll say that I was driving.
You see, when we left New York, Daisy was very upset and nervous after the argument. She wanted to drive the car. Then suddenly the woman ran into the road. It happened very quickly. I think she wanted to speak to us. It was very strange.
Why didn't you stop? I asked.
I tried, but Daisy couldn't stop, he said.
How long are you going to wait here? I asked.
All night, said Gatsby. I'm worried about Daisy. Perhaps she's frightened of her husband after the arguments today.
Tom isn't thinking about Daisy now, I said. But wait here. I'll go and see if she's okay. I walked back across the lawn and looked through a window. Tom and Daisy were sitting at the kitchen table. Tom was talking to Daisy and holding her hand, and Daisy was looking up at him. Daisy isn't thinking about Gatsby at all, I thought, and Tom isn't thinking about Myrtle. I went back to Gatsby, waiting in the garden.
Is Daisy all right?
He asked in a worried voice.
Yes, I said. Don't worry about Daisy. She's fine. You should come home with me now. I can't, he said. I'm too worried about her. I want to stay here. Good night, old sport.
He put his hands in his coat pockets and turned away. I left him there in the moonlight, watching the house. My taxi came and I went home, but that night I had terrible dreams. Very early the next morning, I heard the noise of a taxi in Gatsby's drive. I jumped out of bed, put my clothes on, and went over to his house. As I crossed his lawn, I saw that the front door was open. Gatsby was inside, leaning against a table in the hall. He looked very tired.
What happened? I asked.
Nothing, he said.
I waited, and at about 4 in the morning, Daisy came to the window and turned off the light.
You should go away, I said. The police will find your car soon.
Go away, old sport. But I can't do that. I can't leave Daisy, said Gatsby.
We had breakfast, and then we went out onto the porch. It was 9 a.m. I have to go to work now, I said, but I'll call you at noon.
All right, old sport, he said. I'm sure Daisy will call me too.
I started to walk across the lawn, but then I turned back. They're not good people, I said. You're better than all of them. Gatsby smiled and did not say anything. But I've always been happy that I said it.